on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
What year did you graduate high school, and did you have a senior prank that you guys pulled off? We were just talking behind the scenes. It's the last week of school for a lot of guys here. And I don't know if kids nowadays can even do senior pranks. I don't think that's even allowed anymore. Just in today's culture, is it even a thing, you know?
Well, because there was one that went viral recently in North Carolina. And basically, they coordinated with the principal's wife. And there was 50 seniors that snuck into their home. And at 5 a.m., they woke him up and he freaked out.
And that was this year?
That was literally probably a couple weeks ago. And I was shocked when I saw that.
That was this year.
Well, when it was okay, because obviously they coordinated with his wife.
Sure.
So it's they got the okay. But I was shocked because I was yo, are you guys doing that with the chance of obviously going viral, which they did.
But
you know?
With that, obviously the wife was in on it.
So that's okay.
So it's almost you can't get in that much trouble if the wife's in on it. Because back
in
the day.
And that has changed. Nobody knew.
Back in the day, man, we used to go you couldn't have the school's approval. They wouldn't be cool at that point, right?
Yeah.
So I graduated in 2002. And we literally destroyed the campus. Mm-hmm. When I really think back to what we were doing, we literally went through toilet papered the campus. The one thing that I really remembered being the grossest thing was we put chicken breast, raw chicken breast, into the bottom of the Coke machines. We have the Coke machines on campus, which sounds really gross.
That actually cost them money.
No, I know.
Did they have to get a new one? That's gross.
I forget. But none of us got caught, which was the cool thing.
Okay.
But nowadays, can you imagine? That would absolutely not be allowed on campus. There's spray paint. I mean, it was bad. And in hindsight now, what a-hole kids to be able to pull that off.
Yeah.
But I don't think kids could pull off senior pranks. I don't know what year that cut
that
off.
That elaborate?
That would be cut off because of things like social media. I guarantee you there would be, I don't think we even had cameras on campus in 2002. I don't think that was a thing. Now there's got to be so many cameras and everything else.
The only reason why we didn't have one, so I graduated in 2011. The senior class before us, they trashed the campus.
Yeah.
And it was so bad that when it came time to around the time that we would have planned to do it, they basically said if the seniors did anything and did a senior prank, then we wouldn't walk.
See, then that's the thing.
So then at least that was the cutoff for us.
I feel there's got to be a class before you that did something so bad.
So it was 2010 that ruined it and took it away from us.
They're going to take it away. Charlotte, what year did you graduate?
Mine was 2015. And I was racking my brain because I couldn't really remember what it was. But I think I actually did remember. It definitely. So we had to get approval from the school. So it was already pretty lame at that point.
Yeah.
But I think it ended up being
flash mob,
a beach day, but it was just there were inflatable balls. It was really lame.
Over the years, I feel they just had to our generation really could go rogue, and then you guys, I feel it started to get wimpier because of us.
Yeah,
because
way to of go, us, guys.
You know, so what year did you graduate? And what was your senior prank? Because I feel they kind of started having to get lighter over time. And I want to figure out what that transition was, where that year was, where eventually they just get kind of because I don't think kids nowadays, I doubt the class of 2026 can do anything
without getting approval or having
the school's
the principal's wife
they're
involved.
They're in on it.
Yeah.
I think the school has to basically nowadays be in on it
and approve it. Yeah.
Or there's no way they can do it. I just think it's different nowadays. Probably has to be. Wait,
yeah.
Char, this is your roommate?
We didn't even know Char's roommate.
This is Zoe.
Okay, all right.
Char, Hi Zoe.
What's up? Hey, what's up? Okay, cool. How is Charlotte's roommate, by the way? Is she a good roommate now that we have you on? Is she good?
Charlotte is fantastic.
Okay, good. It's good to hear.
Very fun.
Zoe's a great roommate, too.
If she starts to get messy, let us know. Okay, we'll do what we can do on our end.
Whip her into shape.
Yeah, we'll try. So, wait, you graduated what year?
2016.
Okay, and what was the senior prank at your school?
Somebody put a stinking car on the roof.
How does
wild.
That even happen? Who
know.
Has a forklift?
I don't know. Especially in 2016. How did this get pulled off? Do you know?
I'm not really sure. I just know that I woke up the day that the prank was supposed to happen, and everyone was like, "Did you hear what happened?" I said, "No, I didn't." And they were like, "Well, actually, somebody put their car on the roof," and the principal was so stinking mad about it. And then also, there was a thing in my school where we were allowed to wear togas. I went to Bel Air High School.
Okay.
And and the class before me ruined it because they came to school with absolutely nothing underneath of them.
Wow. Ew. Okay. Wow. Yes.
That's just unsanitary.
We couldn't have any fun.
It's bold. I can't believe in 2016, though. And first off, how do a bunch of kids think about this?
Get a car up there.
Get a car. Now, I've heard stories throughout the years. I think actually when I was a freshman, they were able to get a car on the roof as well. Now, think about that now as an adult. How are they able to actually do that? That's like somehow.
Somebody has a forklift. Somebody's dad or mom. They steal it.
In the middle of the night, they're able to like go lift a car.
You like silently beep, beep, beep. If you like live near the school.
Like, Dad, I need to borrow your forklift. Yeah. I can't tell you why, but you'll see it on the news.
Right. Like, you'll find out when I get expelled. But like, what are those kids? I actually, you know what we should search for today is we should search for the kids that like were in charge of like getting the car
the
onto
coordinators.
The roof, the coordinators. And like, where are those kids now? They're probably the doctors, honestly. They're probably the doctors, the scientists.
Lawyers.
Because that took a lot of skill. The engineers.
Yeah.
It took a lot
Party
of planning.
Planner.
A lot of like behind the scenes work. That took a lot of effort to get those things. Like back then they were kind of like the bad kids, but I guarantee you those kids really turned out to be something. So we should also look, if you were the kid that coordinated the car on top of the roof is a senior prank. You should let us know as well. Okay, y'all, that's Zoe. That's Charlotte's roommate.
Let's
everybody.
Go.
Charlotte's roommate on the show today. So thank you, Zoe. Appreciate you.
There, Charlotte.
Yeah, there
I
she
love
goes.
You.
All right. Who is this, Jess?
This is Rob on one in Baltimore.
What's up, Rob? Good morning.
How you doing?
We're good, man. What was the year and what was your senior prank?
It was actually my brother's, and it was way back in 1973.
Okay.
They had a the library was on the second floor of the high school. And what they did was they they got a Volkswagen Bug and they disassembled it and then they assembled it overnight in the library.
Like how?
They took it apart and put it back together?
How?
Yeah, well, the person who was in charge owned a foreign repair shop.
Okay.
So he knew Volkswagens inside and out and he basically just, you know, had a bunch of them, and they just put the car together. Now, I'm not sure if the engine was in there or not, but the body and everything was sitting in the middle of the floor of the library. So,
but how in the world do you do that? Like, how do you get into the library at night and nobody knows? You know what I mean?
They broke and going all. Can you imagine the sounds of everything?
No,
of like walking up the stairs and walking back down part by part?
No, the kids would get arrested. They all be Snapchatting to one another. There's no way that would be a thing nowadays. You know what I mean?
I will say they did know the security guard, so it was known that they were doing it.
Okay. Dang,
that's pretty awesome.
It's a solid one. It's solid. I don't think there's no way kids can do it nowadays. Kind of sad. Thank you for talking to us. Let's talk to, this is Andre. What's up, Andre? Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
We're good, man. Andre, what year did you graduate and what was your senior prank?
So our senior prank, this is for class of 2026, so just this year.
Dang, okay.
Oh, yes.
So let's hear it. Let's hear it.
So we made a TSA security point at the entrance of our school. Okay. And so what we did, we held up an entire line of students around the corner of the school, and we would bring whatever rods we found at home, like whether it was a PVC pipe, a muscle roller, and we would wave down all the students, tell them to take off their bags, their shoes, you know, confiscate food and snacks if they had any.
What?
We'd give it back at the end.
Now, wait, did the school know you were going to do this or no?
I think at our school, well, the policy was that they had to know what the prank was.
Okay.
So they knew in advance that we were all doing this. But either way, the entire, like, all the students had no idea. So they were over here waiting for at least 15 minutes at a time to get into the school.
Okay.
That's
actually
a good prank.
I think it's pretty good.
Did they get their food or did you guys eat the snacks?
Wow, we would give it back or else we get in trouble. But,
okay.
I mean, it's
guardrails, but kind of awesome.
I was going to say, for this generation, let's give it up for them.
We still got it.
You know what? They're putting their best effort. For what schools are allowed to do nowadays, we got to give them credit. You know?
Pretty creative.
What school do you go to? Or did you go to?
This is River Hill High School in Clarksville.
Come on, y'all.
Let's
give it to them. Yeah, they're trying. All right, it's pretty good. Howard
County.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling us.
May not have been as cool as disassembling a car, but, you know, we'll...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're not what the older generation used to be, but you're trying your best. You can't be. You can't. There's no way. You guys would go to jail. It's just different. Don't go to jail over that. Thank you for calling us. Let me talk to... this is Connor. What's up, Connor and Bel Air? What's up? Good morning.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, man. So wait, this was your brother? This was you? This is your brother, right?
No. So I was one of a few people that knew about it, but my best friends actually executed it.
Okay. What was the year and what was the senior prank?
I graduated in 2010. We went to a private school that was pretty threatening. So we were trying to think of something that we could do that wouldn't, you know, harm the school in any way. But overnight, we went and we had an oval drive right in front of the school. And right in the middle of the lawn, we sunk a legitimate flagpole in concrete and landscaped around it and strung up a custom seniors 2010 flag. And the school thought it was legitimate, so they left it for a number of years after that.
Where did you guys get the concrete? Like, who had that?
Just like Quikrete, right?
I mean, you buy bags of concrete from Home Depot and just mix it in a bucket.
What? Whose idea was to do that?
And nobody clocked you guys on that? You think that like the school would be like, wait a minute, like you can't just be putting a flagpole.
No one clocked it. But you know, up where we are, there's a lot of farmers, blue collar connections and such. So it was a lot easier than you think.
And how long did that flagpole stay up?
It was at least 5 years.
At that point,
why would they take it down? Like, why did they take it down?
It looked nice. Like, we planted flowers around it and mulched and everything.
If anything, you made a contribution on behalf of your class.
We kind of like that flagpole. Exactly. Thanks a lot. They're like, thanks a lot, Connor. We appreciate you guys doing that. And then at that point, are you kind of mad? Because you're like, damn it, the school is actually happy about the prank. Then you got to burn it down, or something.
I mean, we kind of anticipated that they wouldn't be like upset about it because it looked good.
Yeah, you got to burn it down now, man. Now I'm angry about this prank, man.
I think that's pretty awesome, very creative, that took a lot of hard work.
A lot of hard work, yeah. Now I feel like you're just putting in free labor for the school. It kind of backfired on you guys. You know what I mean?
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.